The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 201. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. First, let me say that it wasn't until Tuesday afternoon that I became aware that Monday's LifeSpring Family Audio Bible did not get published. I recorded it on Sunday afternoon and scheduled it to be published at 10 p.m. Pacific that night. But for some reason, that didn't happen. WordPress just didn't publish it. I don't know what happened. My apologies. But I did publish it this afternoon, and I'm recording this Tuesday night, so you might be seeing two new episodes in your podcatcher. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Today we'll read Joshua 19, and our translation this week is the New Life Version. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 19. The second name drawn was for the families of the people of Simeon. Their land was in the center of the land of the people of Judah. They had in their land the cities of Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazer Shual, Bela, Ezam, El Tolad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhan, 13 cities with the towns around them. There were Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their towns. And they had all the towns around these cities as far as Baalath Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the land given to the families of the people of Simeon. The land of the people of Simeon was taken from the land of the people of Judah, for the share of the people of Judah was too large for them. So the people of Simeon received a share of the land in the center of Judah's land. The third name drawn was for the families of the people of Zebulun. The share of their land was as far as Sarid. The side of their land went from there west to Marlah, touched Dabesheth, and on to the river by Jokneam. It turned east from Sarid toward the sunrise as far as the land of Kisloth-Tabor, then on to Dabarath and up to Japhiah. From there it went east toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, Eth-Kazin, and on to Rimmon, turning toward Nea. Then the side of their land turned north to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtael. In their land were Kata, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem. In all, there were 12 cities with the towns around them. This is what was given to the families of the people of Zebulun, these cities with the towns around them. The fourth name drawn was for the families of the people of Issachar. Their land spread to Jezreel. In it were Kesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, and Ganim, and Hadah, and Bethpaziz. Their land spread to Tabor, Shehazuma, Beth Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan, with 16 cities and their towns. This is what was given to the families of the people of Issachar, the cities with the towns around them. The fifth name drawn was for the families of the people of Asher. In their land were Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amad, and Mishal. It spread west to Carmel and Shihor-Libnath. It turned east to Beth-Dagon and to Zebulun along the valley of Iphtahel, north to Beth-Emech and Na'il. Then it went on north to Cabel, Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, as far as the big city of Sidon. From there, the side of their land turned toward Ramah and then to the strong city of Tyre, turned again to Hosa, and ended at the sea near Axib, Umma, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 cities with the towns around them. This is what was given to the families of the people of Asher, these cities with the towns around them. The sixth name drawn was for the people of Naphtali, for the families of the people of Naphtali. Their land spread from Heleph, from the big tree in Zaananim. It went through Anami-Nekeb and Jabneel as far as Lachem, and it ended at the Jordan. The side of their land turned from there west to Asnath-Tabor and went on to Hukok. It spread to Zebulun in the south, Asher in the west, and to Judah at the Jordan in the east. The strong cities were Zittim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Yiran, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 cities with their towns. This is what was given to the families of the people of Naphtali, the cities with their towns. The seventh name drawn was for the families of the people of Dan. In their land were Zorah, Eshtaol, Irshemesh, Shealaban, Ajalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltekeh, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beni-Birak, Gath-Rimmon, Majarkon, and Rakkon, with the land near Joppa. The people of Dan needed more land, so they went up and fought with Leshem and took it with the sword. They took it for themselves and lived in it, and they gave it the name Leshem Dan after the name of Dan their father. This is what was given to the families of the people of Dan, these cities with their towns. When they finished dividing the land and giving to each family group their share, then the people of Israel gave some land among them to Joshua the son of Nun. As the Lord had told them, they gave him the city he asked for. They gave him Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and lived in it. This is the land which was given by Eleazar, the religious leader, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the houses of the families of the people of Israel. It was given by drawing names in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the meeting tent. So they finished dividing the land. May God bless the reading of His Word. Joshua was an exceptional example of a leader. And here at the end of chapter 19 is another reason why. After all the tribes have received their various parts of the promised land, then the people of Israel gave of their land a portion to Joshua. As a great leader should, he served them and took care of them first, and he did not use the power of his office to take what he wanted. And I believe because of his good example, the people did as the Lord had told them and gave him the city he asked for. But get this, it says, so he built the city and lived in it. So in other words, he chose for his city, not one of the big and powerful cities that already existed. He had to build his city before he could live in it. This was indeed a leader. I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just search for the entry for this episode number 201. And it'd be great if you'd write a review over at the iTunes store too. There's an easy link to do that over at lifespringmedia.com/love. Thanks for being here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.